Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
Related but slightly different on the other side of things, I would like to talk about forgiving others.
Ooh.
It's hard, and I'd like to preface this by saying I'm never going to tell somebody that their feelings are not valid. And I'm never going to ask somebody for forgiveness if that's not what they're ready for and if that's not what they want. But that being said, I think that there is, and I try to make this true for myself, a lot of room for forgiveness. Because to me, in my world, I feel like, I mean, everybody's going to make a mistake. I make so many mistakes and really bad ones. But I think what you want to do about those mistakes and how you handle them afterwards and how your willingness and eagerness to be better and learn from those mistakes is what's really important.
I think it's so, and this is, I mean, I say this, what I'm about to say a lot, but it's still a thing I'm learning, which is like, what does forgiveness mean?
Mm.
Like, what does it really entail? Because I think that it's really easy to have a misconception about forgiveness.
Right.
Like,
it's not absolving somebody
right.
of all guilt and saying that
saying
what you did
okay.
was not wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
It's more of just like, this is going to get a little, you know, mealy mouthed, but it's something along the lines of, for me, of saying like, I forgive you means like, I understand you. I know what happened. Like, I do not hold against you, but I you know, like, there's a difference between
yes.
forgiving and forgetting. Like, it's cliche, but like that idea of like, okay, I forgive you, but I'm still upset about it. And I think it's okay to have those both at the same time mm-hmm. of like, I forgive you, but I'm still upset. Like, forgiving, I don't think has to mean that, like, and now I'm suddenly okay with it, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just my own take.
It's an interesting question, and definitions of forgiveness, I think, like, I want to go on a deep dive about, like, what it has meant to different people at different times, because it's something that you could either look at it as something you decide to do or something that sort of happens, and if I were to kind of looking at it the latter way, for me, it would represent the point at which, you said, I'm not going to hold it against you. And that sort of reminded me that, like, there is a sense, in the way that forgiveness makes sense to me, it's when you can stop holding the pain, you can
mm-hmm.
put it down, like the burden where you're like, I am letting this go. I am letting go of this. And moving on from that. And that's, I mean, it's going to be so personal to, again, the relationship between the people and the thing that happened. But carrying all of the pain that you've accumulated in your life is not reasonable. And that's the sort of basic...
Sorry.
No, it's all good. That's the basic argument for forgiveness is you can't live any other way. Like, you need to know that sometimes you can let pain go into the past and the... You need to know that if you make mistakes, other people might be able to move past that pain. But I don't know if they're like, is that something you can decide to do? Is that something that just happens over time?
Right. Because this is the thing. It's like when you think about, I'm trying to come up with a good metaphor for it. But like if you mess up, right, if you wrong me in such a way that it removes a chunk of something, right, you apologizing and me forgiving doesn't necessarily return that chunk. It might mean that I'm not actively upset at you anymore, but we might still have to work for a while to repair the thing.
Well, yeah. As we said last episode too, saying apologizing, but then seeing how you can improve in the future
yeah.
is so paramount to the whole forgiveness process.
Mm.
Like if somebody has wronged me, but then they apologize and they say, and this is how I'm going to make it better in future. I will never do this again, or I will take steps towards making things better. Then I want to be able to have room in my heart to say, yes, like I trust you enough to let that be true.
Yeah.
I think, and to believe in you
mm-hmm.
Because I think it's, we all, as I said, we all make mistakes, but it's what we do about it afterwards that's important.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.